This podcast is brought to you by VMware, the leader in virtualization.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Stefania Dunaway, and I'm part of the marketing team here at VMware. Joining us today to talk about the new features in vCenter Server 4 is Catherine Fan, who's a technical marketing manager in the vCenter team. Welcome, Catherine.
Thanks, Stefania. It's good to be here.
Catherine, could you start off by telling us about some of the new features in vCenter Server 4?
vCenter Server 4 introduces a number of new capabilities that really provide greater centralized control, proactive management, scalability for your virtual environment. And, you know, the ones I'm particularly excited about are vCenter Linked Mode and Host Profiles, as well as Orchestrator and vApps. Not only do these further simplify management, but they really unlock additional capabilities in the vSphere platform. And we've also continued to enhance our existing functionality as well, such as performance charts, events and alarms, and storage monitoring. And these provide increased control and visibility into every level of the virtual infrastructure.
Wow. It looks like our VMware engineers have been super busy this past year.
Yes, with vCenter Server 4, they've really gone above and beyond in delivering the most advanced virtualization management platform in the industry. And it's giving you centralized control and proactive management over your data center, while also allowing you to easily scale to thousands of VMs.
So centralized control, proactive management, and scalability. So what new features will make it easier for administrators to monitor and control their virtual environments?
Well, to deliver higher service levels, it's really absolutely critical for an administrator to analyze, troubleshoot, and resolve issues as quickly as possible. And to do that, you need to have deep visibility into every level of the virtualization infrastructure. So one of the first things you'll notice in vCenter 4 is the enhanced performance charts. With the Performance Overview tab, you'll get a single at-a-glance view of how your environment is performing. The side-by-side thumbnail views make it easy to identify contention issues as well as top consumers. And we've also exposed additional performance metrics such as CPU ready wait time. And there are also new performance stack charts, which you can use for correlation analysis. And for example, a stack chart for a host CPU would show CPU usage for each VM on the host. So you can correlate different VMs to see which one is consuming the most resources. And then if you want more details, you can use the new drill down capability. This allows you to isolate the root cause of the performance issue faster and with greater accuracy.
That's a lot of new tools to add to the troubleshooting toolbox. Now, are there any new alarms that would help me prioritize what to look at first?
Yes, definitely. Alarms are very important, and we've made a number of improvements in this area as well. Setting the right alarms can really improve responsiveness to the business and prioritize actions that require urgent attention. So first, you'll notice that vCenter 4 has a richer, more comprehensive set of triggers, events, and objects, including your data stores and clusters. And now that all events in vCenter are alarmable, you can set alarms to notify you when a critical error condition occurs. Secondly, alarms are triggered only when it satisfies a certain time condition, so that it minimizes the number of false triggers and unintended alarms. And third, we've added new alarm actions, such as vMotioning VMs or putting hosts in maintenance mode.
It's great that vCenter Server increases visibility into the virtual environment, but what about the physical server hardware that VMware ESX is running on?
That's definitely a great point. And the good news is that in vCenter Server 4, you'll be able to monitor the hardware health of your ESX server host directly from a tab within vCenter. You can even set vCenter alarms to alert you of hardware failures and trigger an automated alarm workflow to preempt and remedy hardware problems. Let me give you an example. If vCenter detects that the host temperature is getting too hot, it could trigger an alarm action that will automatically put the ESX host into maintenance mode, where it can cool down.
And how is vCenter getting this information? How would it know that the server is getting too hot?
Well, this information is defined and provided by the server hardware vendor through the Common Information Model, or SIM, Smash interface. This is just one of the many projects we're working on with our hardware vendor partners to simplify management of your virtual data center.
Oh, all right. And what about visibility into storage? What if the storage has been misconfigured, or what if the data store fills up with snapshots? How would an administrator detect that before it becomes a problem?
With vCenter Server 4, it has these new storage maps and reports that give you visibility into storage usage, connectivity, and configuration. So So for example, you could use the customizable storage topology map to determine how many paths a VM has to its storage and what targets it can see. And then the storage usage reports will track the allocation and current usage of storage capacity. Using these reports, you can identify the data store with the highest capacity consumption and the VM that's causing that consumption. You can also see the usage broken down by snapshots as well as other file types.
Wow, that's a lot of enhancements.
Yes, with that deeper visibility into vSphere and the underlying infrastructure, it will really make your life easier to analyze and remediate those issues quickly.
So we talked about increasing control and visibility in the vSphere environment. What does vCenter 4 offer in terms of proactive management?
Some of the new technologies that enable proactive virtualization management include VMware vApps, host profiles, and vCenter Orchestrator. You can apply any of these technologies to simplify the management of multi-tier applications, VMware ESX host configuration, and day-to-day maintenance tasks. Now, with virtualization management built into the platform, what you end up getting is a self-managing, highly optimized, and efficient IT environment.
That's great, Catherine. Could you tell us a little bit more about each of these technologies?
Sure, Stefania. Let me start with VMware vApp. VMware vApp is a new model of describing and deploying applications. They greatly simplify the deployment and ongoing management of a multi-tier application by encapsulating many VMs into a single virtual service entity. And what this allows you to do is essentially a single-step power operation, cloning, deployment, monitoring of the entire application.
How does that work, Catherine?
vApp leverages OVS, an open industry standard, to specify and encapsulate all the components of a multi-tier application, as well as its operational policies and service levels that are associated with it. You know, just like a UPC barcode that contains all information about a product, the vApp gives an application owner a standard way to describe the operational policies for an application. The hypervisor can automatically interpret and execute it. This gives you the ability to run any application of your choice anywhere, on-premise, off-premise, on any type of hardware, while still being assured of your service levels.
Let's move on to host profiles. How does host profile simplify host provisioning?
Now, provisioning is already much simpler in a virtualized environment. You don't have to wait for new hardware. You can instantly deploy VMs from templates. And we're making it even simpler for VMware ESX hosts to be provisioned with a technology called host profiles. So adding capacity to your data center essentially becomes a very trivial and automatic task. Now, host profiles basically encapsulates everything about your host. The networking configuration, storage, security, firewalls, etc., and saves it in a profile. You can then apply these profiles to multiple hosts or clusters to automate the configuration process and ensure that they stay compliant to your deployment policies. Configuring hosts using host profiles drastically reduces the setup time of new hosts, from tens of steps reduced to a single click.
Could you walk us through the process of using host profiles to add to brand new servers?
Sure. The host profile can be associated with a cluster. So when you add a brand new server to the cluster, that host profile is automatically applied to your server, and the appropriate settings get automatically configured. And if you have VMware DRS in place, it can start taking advantage of this extra capacity right away and redistribute your VMs. So as you can see, Stefania, this is a much simpler way to add capacity. It will not only make your life as an administrator easier, but also reduces the risk associated with doing these configurations on a per-host basis. And it really ensures accuracy and compliance every time. It also lowers the maintenance costs, since you only have to deal with one host configuration at the cluster level.
And what if the host deviates from their initial configuration? Do you get alerted?
You can pull up a report of all the hosts that are in compliance or out of compliance with a given host profile. You can even remediate to bring those out of compliance hosts back in compliance with that profile.
Okay, so you can automate deployment of multi-tier applications with vApp, and you can automate configuration of VMware ESX hosts with host profiles. What else can you automate?
With vCenter 4, just about everything. vCenter Server includes a powerful workflow engine called vCenter Orchestrator, and this allows you to automate manual tasks and enable orchestration between multiple solutions.
Can you give us some examples of what you can do with vCenter Orchestrator?
Sure. Using the out-of-the-box workflows, you can simplify and automate over 800 tasks possible within vCenter Server. So let me give you an example. For example, taking snapshots of all the VMs in a given resource pool. This is useful for creating a baseline prior to a patch. Or initiating an HBA scan. This is useful when a new line is added to a data store. But in addition to these pre-written workflows, you can also assemble new workflows using the easy drag-and-drop interface. For example, one user we were working with created a workflow that enabled the data center migration in the click of one button. And this was a workflow that essentially performed a number of VC operations on each VM in the cluster, including a vMotion, until the entire set of VMs had been migrated to a cluster in another data center.
Wow. How does all that work?
Well, Orchestrator exposes every operation in the vCenter Server API and allows you to integrate all these operations into your automated processes. Orchestrator also allows you to integrate with other third-party management and administration solutions via its open plugin architecture. So as you can see, vCenter Server 4 provides limitless opportunities to automate tasks or sets of tasks for the maintenance and management of your data center.
Let's switch over now to talk about scalability. Today, a single vCenter server can manage up to 2,000 VMs. Are we doing anything to change that in vCenter 4?
Absolutely. A single instance of vCenter Server 4 can manage up to 300 hosts and 3,000 virtual machines. vCenter 4 can also scale to meet the needs of even the most demanding enterprise environments. With vCenter Linked Mode, you can manage up to 1,000 hosts and 10,000 virtual machines across 10 vCenter Server instances. And this is all from a single console. Being able to track all of your VMs from a single unified view really drives down costs and increases productivity.
What's vCenter Linked Mode?
vCenter Linked Mode is an exciting new capability that lets you view multiple vCenter instances from a single console. So once I log into my vSphere client, it'll automatically log into all my vCenter servers and give me visibility to my inventory. I can easily navigate across multiple data centers and take action from that same console. So for example, I can do an inventory search across multiple vCenter instances, and being able to organize, rapidly provision, and configure that entire IT environment through a single interface enabled by vCenter Linked Mode really results in lower operating costs.
How would I go about setting all this up? Would I need to install anything extra?
vCenter Linked Mode uses Microsoft Active Directory Application Mode, or commonly known as ADAM, to store and synchronize data across these multiple vCenter instances. And ADAM is installed automatically as part of the vCenter installation. Each of these ADAM instances stores data from all of the vCenter servers in a group. More specifically, this information includes your connection information, the certificates and thumbprints, the licensing information, and the user role. And this information is regularly replicated across all of the ADAM instances in the connected group. That way, it will keep them in sync. And all of these vCenter server instances in a linked mode group can access a common view of the global data. That way, the vSphere client can connect to other vCenter servers using the connection information retrieved from ADAM.
Thanks, Catherine, for highlighting some of the key new features in VMware vCenter Server 4, including vCenter Linked Mode, Host Profiles, Orchestrator, and vApps. That was a lot to cover today. Is there a website where our listeners can go for more information?
Definitely. You can visit the What's New in vSphere page on our website for more information.
Great. So to summarize what we talked about in today's podcast, VMware vCenter Server 4 introduces a number of new capabilities that provide a greater centralized control, proactive management, and scalability in your virtual environment. Whether you have tens of VMs or tens of thousands of VMs, VMware vCenter Server remains the simplest, most efficient way to manage VMware Sphere. This concludes this part of the podcast series. Thanks a lot for joining us on this podcast today. For more information on vSphere, please visit www.vmware.com/go/vSphere.